Welcome to FHSU Tilt Talk, a podcast about educational technologies, teaching and learning, scholarly research and service, hosted by Teaching Innovation and Learning Technology staff.
Welcome back to What's New and Ultra Tilted, your monthly guide to all the latest and greatest in Blackboard Ultra. I'm Thomas Matthews Horn.
And I'm Danny Riley. Happy New Year, everyone. We're kicking off 2026 with episode 9, and wow, the 4000.6 release is bringing us a completely refreshed user interface.
I know, this might be one of the most visually impactful releases we've covered. Updates across 5 areas, but that UI refresh is definitely the headline.
Absolutely. We've got improvements in instructional design, tests and assignments, gradebook, learner progression, and Blackboard core. But let's start with the elephant in the room. Or should I say the fresh coat of paint in the room?
Yeah, let's do it. The refreshed user interface affects everyone, students, instructors, administrators. This isn't just a cosmetic update, is it?
Not at all. The redesign came from extensive user feedback and focuses on making navigation more intuitive and efficient. They're using screen space better, reducing navigation errors, and improving page load times.
Tell me about the base navigation changes.
So the navigation panel has been completely reorganized. Your user profile with your profile image is now at the top, much easier to find and customize. And they've moved admin and sign out to the bottom of the panel.
Oh, that's smart. No more accidentally clicking sign out when you're trying to get to your courses.
Yeah, exactly. It's these little frustrations that add up over time. And here's a nice touch for administrators. You can now access base navigation directly from the admin panel.
No more backing all the way out to switch contacts. I like it. Now, what about this change from panels to full screen pages?
This is huge. Courses now open in full screen mode to maximize that horizontal space. No more cramped panels. Course content, calendar, announcements, discussions, gradebook. They all get the full screen treatment.
More room for actual content. And I noticed the dreaded X button is gone.
Yes, replaced with a proper home button that takes you back to your institution's landing page. No more accidentally closing out of your course when you meant to go back.
That X button has been the source of so many accidental exits. Good riddance. What else is new in the header?
So the course ID and title are now displayed in the header bar, so you always know where you are. And the course banner now spans the full width of the screen with better contrast for accessibility.
Speaking of accessibility, they recommend not putting text in banner and images anymore, right?
Right. So the course ID and title appear on a darker background overlay, so text in the banner image could be hard to read. Better to let the system handle the text display.
That makes sense. And I love this course switcher feature.
Oh, the quick jump between your 4 most recent courses? That's going to save so much time. No more going back to the courses page every time you need to switch.
It's like browser tabs for courses. Now let's shift gears to some of the other updates. The document block layout improvements caught my eye.
Yes, they've reorganized how you manipulate blocks and documents. Instead of one giant dropdown with all the options, now it's organized by type of action. Change row, change size, or change position.
That's much more intuitive. When you click edit on a block, you get 3 clear choices, and then each has its own submenu with the specific actions.
Right. So under change row, you get options to move to the row above or below or create a new row. Under change size, you can expand or shrink from either side. And change position lets you move left or right.
It's that organizational clarity that makes features more discoverable and less intimidating.
Absolutely. Now let's focus on some exciting updates to tests and assignments. True-false questions got a major upgrade.
Finally, we're not limited to just true-false anymore?
Nope. You can now choose from true-false, yes-no, right-wrong, or agree-disagree. Perfect for different types of questions and disciplines.
I love that flexibility. An ethics question might work better with agree-disagree, while a procedure question might use right-wrong.
Exactly. And these options carry through the entire workflow: creation, student answering, grading, and review. Plus, when you convert from original to ultra, these display options come with you.
Nice continuity. What about the multiple choice improvements?
Oh, this is really thoughtful. First, the default number of question options change from 3 to 4, which research shows is more typical for well-designed questions.
Makes sense. 3 always felt a bit limited.
But here's the really cool part. Instructors can now define exactly how many answers students can select for each question, and the interface adapts accordingly.
How so?
So if students can only select one answer, they get radio buttons. If they can select multiple answers, they get checkboxes. It's like a visual clue that helps prevent mistakes.
That's brilliant. No more students accidentally selecting multiple answers when they should only pick one.
Right. And for those instructors with massive tests, there's a huge performance improvement. A 200-question test now loads in about 5 seconds instead of 25.
An 80% improvement? That's going to make a real difference for comprehensive exams.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now there's a small but nice gradebook update too. Remember when they added the option to include or exclude hidden items in gradebook downloads?
Yeah, that was helpful.
Well, now that option only appears if you actually have hidden items. No more cluttering the interface with options you don't need.
It's these little refinements that show they're really paying attention to user experience. Speaking of user experience, let's talk about the automations updates.
Yes, automations got two nice improvements. First, there's now an activity log for each automation.
Oh, that's been needed. So you can see when automations actually fired.
Exactly. The log shows the date and time, which student triggered it, and which item caused the trigger. Perfect for troubleshooting or just understanding how your automations are working.
No more guessing whether that reminder email actually went out. And what was the other improvement?
They moved automations to a new course assistance section on the course content page and removed the AVA logo. This clarifies that you don't need an AVA license to use automations.
That's good clarification. I know some people thought automations were part of the premium AVA feature or that it had AI integrated into it.
Right, and they're not. They're available to everyone once your administrator enables them.
So, Dani, looking at all these January updates together, what's your overall impression?
This feels like a polish and refinement release. The UI refresh addresses long-standing navigation frustrations, the test improvements add flexibility instructors have been requesting, and all the little tweaks show they're listening to user feedback.
I agree. And starting the year with a cleaner, more intuitive interface sets a positive tone for 2026. These aren't flashy features, but they're going to improve the daily experience for everyone.
Exactly. Sometimes the best updates are the ones that remove friction rather than add new features.
Well said. Now, where can our listeners go to learn more about these updates and see them in action?
Head to our newly updated site at tigerlearn.fhsu.edu. That's your hub for all things Blackboard Ultra at Fort Hays. It now replaces our previous sites and consolidates previous resources for a one-stop shop for everything Tilt, including learning technology, professional development, and instructional design. Information for this podcast is available if you hover over the More tab at the top right hand of the main page and selecting Podcast.
You'll find links to the Anthology community to discuss these changes with other users.
The Idea Exchange, where many of these improvements originated from user suggestions.
A link to the weekly Anthology Blackboard Office Hours, where the designers and builders of these updates are available to discuss with you what is upcoming and the challenges you're experiencing live each week.
And the link to the Anthology help and support resources for direct support straight from the source.
Perfect. Well, that's episode 9 of What's New in Ultra Tilted. Welcome to 2026, everyone.
What a great way to start the year. I can't wait to see how the new interface improves our daily workflows.
Same here. Thanks for joining us. And here's to a fantastic spring semester with a fresh, clean Blackboard interface.
Until next month.
Happy teaching.
Thank you for listening to this episode of FHSU Tilt Talk. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, and check us out on the Tiger Learn blog or the Tilt social media pages for updates. We'll see you next time.